Good afternoon, and welcome to Mass on this beautiful feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, the feast that reminds us very simply and yet so powerfully that Jesus suffered, died, and rose again for our salvation. He suffered the agony of the cross. That was the way it was always deigned to be. From the beginning of time, God's only Son would suffer and die on the cross of Calvary, the cross that constantly loomed throughout his ministry as he makes so many references to going to Jerusalem, because he knows that's where he will fulfill the Father's will. Remember when he goes up Mount Tabor and Peter says, "Lord, let's stay here." And Jesus says, "No, we must come down from this mountain of Tabor and continue the path to Jerusalem, and there I must climb another mountain. Actually, I will be taken to that other mountain." And as he's given the cross that weighs so heavily upon him, we know so powerfully in the Stations of the Cross that that cross made him fall probably many times on that journey. But each time God raises his Son so that he can fulfill the Father's will and die on the cross for all of humanity. He makes reference to the Old Testament reading today from the book of Numbers in the Gospel today of John. The people are grumbling against God and against Moses, so God punishes them and sends this waft of serpents to cover the land and everything. And of course, the people then cry out to God. And God says to Moses, "Fashion a bronze serpent, and whoever looks at that will be spared." And Moses raises that bronze seraph high so that people can see it from everywhere. And Jesus says, "As Moses lifted up that serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up." We know from the scriptures that the hill of Calvary overlooked the whole of Jerusalem, so everybody could see what had taken place. We know from the powerful passion narratives that we read on Good Friday and Palm Sunday, the people saw this taking place. A common criminal, a common death, nailed to a cross and left to die. But God raised his Son on high. So when we look at the cross, we don't see it as a sign of defeat. Just look at our beautiful crucifix. We see it as a sign of hope, because the cross always leads to glory. Whatever that cross is in your life or in mine, it will always lead us to glory. We can't get to Easter Sunday and the empty tomb without first going to Calvary. We're not meant to stay on Calvary either. Jesus was taken down from the cross and placed in the arms of his mother, the beautiful feast of Our Lady of Sorrows that we celebrate tomorrow. God gives us the cross. He invites us to share his cross and to make it our own. The cross is not something that is welcomed. It's wieldy, it's heavy, it's awkward, it's demanding, and it will cause us to fall many, many times. But like Jesus, we have to allow God to raise us up to continue whatever journey he has in store for us. We carry that cross every day. I've carried this cross of my cancer for almost the last 2 years, and I still live with it every day. We all live with the cross that Christ is giving us, but he invites us to embrace it. You will have those crosses in your own life, whatever they may be. God invites you to embrace it. The cross isn't a punishment. The cross is an invitation to share in God's life and God's love. That's why when Paul is writing to the Philippians, he says, Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, humbling himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. Jesus knew that Calvary would lead to glory. We have to believe that every day. And we have to trust and entrust it to God, so that he can raise us up. And as we're carrying our cross, as we can go through the stations of the cross, somewhere along our journey, there will be a Veronica, there will be a Simon of Cyrene, there will be the weeping women, there will be people who are there to journey with us, because we never carry the cross alone. I know it sometimes feels like that, doesn't it? We're in it by ourselves. And we can sometimes even say, God must be punishing me for something with this cross. No. This is part of our journey, part of our crucifixion, sometimes every day. But remember, the cross always leads to glory, the glory of God revealed. And the cross doesn't last forever. And the cross will then show us how to love and how to embrace. As Jesus said in the gospel, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. On the cross, Jesus cries out, Father, why have you forsaken me? In that moment, as in the garden, he doubted. And yet then he says, but Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I want to suggest that we make that prayer our own. And we must also enter into the sorrows of our Blessed Mother. She watched her son for 3 years embark on his pastoral ministry. She also was there at the end, and with nothing more than a mother's love could she look upon her son as he was slowly taken away from her in the crucifixion and death. But then she embraced his body that was dead in her arms, because God came to give us eternal life through his Son. When we pray the Stations of the Cross, what is the first thing that we say? We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee. Why? Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Somebody once showed me a very small little saying, and it simply said, I asked my God, how much do you love me? This much, he said, and stretched out his arms on the cross and died.